The door burst open, and Sheriff Big Jim Hunter stormed in.
"That's enough!"
the sheriff barked, and then looked to his daughter.
"I need some time with Tori."
"Yes, sir,"
Cal replied.
"Sure, Sheriff," Johnson added.
The two of them quickly packed up and left. Through nearly swollen shut eyes, Tori peered up to her father. Big Jim Hunter was a force of nature. Tall and sturdy, he had a barrel chest and broad shoulders that supported a large square head with salt and pepper hair cut high and tight. A menacing bushy horseshoe mustache ran down to a bulbous chin, framing his rectangular jaw. He had a commanding voice and an imposing presence that demanded respect and instilled fear. Yet in this moment, Tori could see the giant bear of a man was a shell of himself. His face was ashen, his normally piercing eyes were panicked, and his typically booming voice faintly quivered. He took a chair next to Tori and slowly sat down. Even in this moment, with her own emotions roiling, she could sense the man beside her had aged 20 years in a matter of hours. Her father bent over with his elbows on his thighs, looking despondently to the floor.
"Dad? What's going on? Where's Jesse?"
"I don't know, honey."
"What do you mean you don't know? What happened? Nobody has told me what happened."
Her father paused for a moment.
"Your sister's car was found abandoned on County 48. One of my deputies found the car. It was locked and the hazard lights off. Your sister's purse and her keys are gone. The spare tire and jack are in the trunk, and it doesn't look like they've been touched. I have investigators at the scene, but..."
"You can't find her."
"No,"
the sheriff replied, looking down once more.
"She was abducted, wasn't she?"
"We don't know for sure."
"Someone grabbed her off the side of the road, didn't they?"
"We don't know, honey. There's no sign of a struggle."
"She's gone. Gone."
"Tori, we don't know that for sure."
"Don't you dare lie to me, Dad!"
Tori wailed, the tears flowing again.